Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh boy, isn't it? It definitely today is. Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 20th day of February 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 30 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 34 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's a freezing-ass morning, freezing-ass day, more snow coming, it just couldn't get better. But the days are getting longer. That's the only light at the end of the tunnel. Anyways, we're going to open up today. We're going to do a little in-house talking, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. I don't have to quite start this out. The latest attack, they are determined to take From the Trenches site out and the goddamn broadcast out. Monday, which was President's Day, our PayPal debit card, the one that the donations are made through, was hacked. Okay? We watched the accounts close because we operate on a shoestring here, so nothing gets by us. Nothing lasts very long before we notice it. But there were two charges. One was like 130 and 137 or something more than was even, it wasn't even the money on the debit card to cover it. Now we have to have our bank account hooked to the PayPal account to have the PayPal account. And so they took the money the checks were written. It was for our light bill, our fucking water bill, all our shit. The money was spent. So the transfers, it's all got to go through because it was done on President's Day and it just couldn't stop at all. Well, PayPal, of course, they say they're going to pay all the overages, and all the fucking penalties and everything. But this is when it gets good, people. This is when it gets really fucking good because, I'm not just going to sit there and I want to know who in the fuck did it. And first PayPal tells me, they could do a duplicate by putting your card in and they copying it. Or somebody can walk by you with a goddamn object in a store and steal your card number or what might have you. But this is where it gets real interesting. We got an email from Katie this morning. And she'd received a package and she didn't know where the son of a bitch came from Amazon. And so she called Amazon and she, asked, she's wanting to know where this package came from. And they told her they really couldn't say the name of the person, but it was somebody that had been on her Amazon list, And so the person kind of read off some names, and the last name they said was Henry Shively. And she goes, yeah, that one. So now why would somebody steal our debit card and make a purchase and send it to Katie? What would, I mean, you see, if somebody steals your card, they're making purchases or trying to steal money, why would they send it to Katie? And then, not, and here's, it's better, people. Also on Monday, my youngest son, his bank account that he has at Chase Bank that he's had since he's 16 years old, it was hit by Amazon. And I don't know, we ain't had time to find out where whatever was sent or if he can't even find out. And also my son Jesse, who lives up in, both of them live up in Eugene, his bank account was hit. They stopped it immediately because, I don't know, maybe they're figuring out that, you know, something's going on. But the bottom line here is there's only a few people that were on my, I think it's, I don't know if it's through Amazon or through fucking PayPal, but there were only a couple of addresses on my Amazon account. Why would they send them to people? You see, they're not getting the money. This is harassment. This is what they're trying to get going here. And I don't know if it's happened to anybody else. If it is, I sure want to hear from you. If you made a donation to us and you and your goddamn bank account got hit, I want to know about it. Because this isn't being done for money, is what the point here is. This is being done for harassment. What's the fucking end game here? They get to the point of people will not are afraid to send money to help us keep the site up through the PayPal because their fucking bank accounts are getting hacked. And why would they send it to Katie? I mean, do you see what I'm saying, people? Because when I first talked to PayPal, I said, well, then you find out where it was fucking sent, and then you find out, then you'll know, catch the people who did it. So why did they send it to Katie?
By the way, Henry, I never did thank you for that gaming head.
I really, you were talking to Laura on the phone. I think you should send it back and say that this was a fraudulent purchase, and I don't accept it.
Well, you know what I did is I was going to, and then I thought, well, I even emailed Laura, and I said, I'm going to hang on to this in case, you know what I'm saying, so it can be refunded and stuff and go back on your account. I know that's not really the issue. It's fine.
Well, PayPal has to take care of everything because that's where the purchase was made with that card, and that card's supposed to be secure. But at any rate, everything has to be taken care of. But I just assume, there's only two people on my Amazon list that I've mailed things to. Only two people of all the people I know that I've, ordered something and sent it to them. One, I ordered that book, Pawns in the Game, and I sent it to John. So John might have got whatever the other thing was, but I'm not in contact with him, so I don't know. So he might have got something in the mail, hard to tell what. But do you see what I'm saying here? They start, what if they just started doing that? Taking through the PayPal hack, which I mean, goddamn it, you got to know who has the power to do shit like this, okay? Now, so the next person that donates to me, they fucking take their account and then they look on Amazon for whoever their contacts and send it right to them like they made the fucking purchase. You see what I'm saying? This is just pure harassment. This ain't even for fucking money. So what's it going to end up being? I mean, this is your last ditch effort to shut us down? Still, you still haven't been able to shut that site down and you still haven't been able to shut this fucking broadcast down and shut my fucking mouth yet, have you? Anyways, like I said, what a hell of a thing to have to do to come up and say, man, we have a new card coming. We had it stopped immediately, and we have a new card coming. But man, was this just saying, well, this is what's going to start happening to people that fucking donate to you? So if you do make a donation, I mean, if through PayPal. And PayPal will cover whatever fucking happens if it's their fault. But from what we're told, I think it was through fucking Amazon. Whoever did it through Amazon because, like I said, there was only two addresses there that people that I've sent things to. And that was John's and Katie's. So what are they going to, I mean, they're going to start, just fucking just try to destroy the site, just to fucking cut it, so we can't get, there's no way for us to get any money here? At any rate, when we find out more, we'll tell you guys more. And I won't tell you. I will be on the phone with PayPal myself, and I won't tell you that to send if I believe that this could happen to you. I wouldn't do that to you. But they hit me, hit Laura, and they hit both of my fucking sons on the same weekend. I'm on the same day. Of course, neither one of them, it's all paid for because it's fraud, fucking fraud, but still, and Jesse's, it was stopped immediately because, I mean, I must just look so ridiculous to him that it was something that he wouldn't buy or something. He doesn't use his money that way. I don't know. I don't meddle in my children's business as far as their money and stuff. It's not my business. But anyway.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, hi. How are you, Misty?
Hi. I'm doing good. So is it, I'm kind of confused.
Uh-huh.
Is this attached to debit cards or credit cards?
This was a debit card. The PayPal card was a debit mm-hmm. card, but when they hit Billy's and Jesse's bank accounts, it was their bank account numbers. They hit their accounts, not a card or anything. It was their accounts.
And it coming through Amazon, right?
Right.
So them scammed. Oh wow, interesting.
Fact. What is interesting is that it was sent to somebody. It wasn't. If somebody's going to steal a credit card or something like that, they're doing it to make money. Like when I first talked to PayPal, mm-hmm. they said that they got the things that can walk right by you, like if you got your card in your wallet or like Laura's carrying it in her purse, and just not even notice it and just swipe like that, and they got your goddamn number. So that's what we suspected right up. You know, my God, must have been when we were walking through Walmart or something, somebody scanned the card or something, because we're very careful, believe me. Like I said, we run on a shoestring. I mean, it's rare that we have more than 20 or 30 bucks in a goddamn account, because everything's like in the account that they really hurt us on was our bank account, because that was the check wrote for the water bill and for the electric bill. And, there was something else there, another bill. That's where we pay the bills. And all the money was account. There was no money there. It was just waiting to be transferred. But when this thing happened, they took it from there before the transfers could happen for the legitimate stuff that we were paying for. But of course, like I said, PayPal said they're putting it all. They're going to pay all the overages and everything. But look what they did to us. And no card, and we're sitting there fucking broke. I had to go borrow 20 bucks to go get propane because it's fucking cold here, and I was out of propane. I had to go borrow 20 bucks, and I had 60 in that count. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
go
ahead.
My bank has always told me never use my card, even though it's a debit card,
mm-hmm.
You know, my bank account card, mm-hmm. but always use it as credit, because if you use it as debit, mm-hmm. what I was told at my bank is that they're not going to cover it if it was a debit fraudulent, and it's easier for them to cover if you use, instead of going debit and putting your PIN number in there, just run everything credit, you know.
Yeah, the thing is it wasn't done the conventional way for the conventional reason. As if somebody's, like I said, if somebody's going to steal your card, they're wanting to make some money. If somebody steals, what I was told mm-hmm. by the people at PayPal is like if they scan your card or they get your card number, then they put it on a dark web and they sell it. And right away, and we were thinking, because it's right at tax time, perhaps that's what happened. And they just started making purchases, just thinking that, you know, the accounts would have enough money. It'll take you a while to notice that there were some charges that didn't be there. But of course, like I said, we run on a shoestring, so our accounts checked three or four times a day, because we're barely making it. So anything that shows up, it shows up goddamn quick. And so at any rate, I mean, like my son's account, I mean, it wasn't because, I believe it was because he sent about a week ago. Well, no, it was that Saturday. He sent $90 to us. That's how we had to get some money because we had to pay a bill. And that money is to be transferred over into the other account to pay a bill. But there were 60 of it still left in there. And that's the only money that was in that account when they charged like $300 worth of stuff. But because our bank account is connected, you have to have a bank account to have a PayPal account. And so they just fucking, because the money was in that other account, which is already spent, checks wrote, paid the bills. That's our bills paid. They took it and just transferred it back. Of course, it's all got to be put back and all this stuff, and they're paying for the overages. But God damn it, this is harassment. I mean, it's pure harassment because they weren't doing it for money. They sent it to Katie. Is that what they're going to do? You see what I'm saying? It's harassment.
It's strange.
That'd be beyond strange.
Henry sending out presents to everybody.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Woohoo!
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
It's laugh or cry.
Henry.
Huh?
Henry.
Yes.
It's Mikey.
Hey,
why,
Mike, how's it going?
Done something to Haiti. Who do you know in Haiti other than the Clintons?
Yeah. It could have been.
Not Haiti, Katie.
Katie, with a K.
Hey, Katie. Long time no hear. How you doing?
Good.
I'm still alive, like it or not.
Oh, mercy. Anyways, that's
it's that attorney, Henry, in Santa Ana fucking with you. That son of a bitch is playing. I mean, like we were talking before, it's that goddamn attorney, man, that you sent the mandamus to.
That's when everything started happening. I mean, what's happening, like, with the broadcast? I mean, people, I know which program right now is causing, like, at the beginning when the music's fucking up. I know which one, how that's happening. And I have a remedy for it, but I can't take care of it right now because I have to go get a piece of equipment. Because, you know, part of my education broadcasting school, I know engineering. I know how to engineer. I set this whole fucking thing up. And I know how to get around what's doing that right now. And I'm not going to say over the goddamn air row, because they'll just be working on the next way to attack us. But what it's coming down to is trying to shut down the fucking First Amendment. I mean, the first article. See how upset I am? I said amendment. But that's what it's all. It's to shut us down.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else is noticing, but on the phone line, it's starting to be weird.
Uh-huh. Well, I know what's doing it.
It's starting to do that delay, making your voice sound computed, like a computer thing.
But now it's sounding real good, isn't it?
Right this second.
Right this second. And you know what? I can listen to that goddamn tower over there and tell you exactly when it's going to do it. And I know what's triggering the tower. How they're it's just through a program that we're running right now. All they have to do is just, you know, it's like a spam attack or something. Just a ton of fucking stuff so that the computer can't do the job. All this computer does is run this broadcast. So there's no reason for it to rev up. It never revs up unless there's something, you know, there's something hokey going on inside it. And I know where it's coming from, and I can correct it, and I know how to correct it. I get a piece of equipment that I let somebody borrow and hook it up, and then that will be corrected, and it should stop it for now. But they'll just go on to the next thing. They are determined that they're going to shut any fucking dissent down against. I mean, you know, we're on here every day. We're not Republicans. We're not Democrats. We're on here telling the fucking truth, and that's what scares the hell out of them. I mean, to put this kind of effort behind shutting down a site like From the Trenches, it's a problem. We're a problem. You can see it even in the mainstream and what they're talking about and how the conversation keeps leaning. I mean, I must have heard the word procedural due process 15 times last week. I didn't hear the word Bill of Rights not one goddamn time. I heard this statement. This is a Republican saying, the Democrats, when something happens to them, they get due process of the law. And when it does, when it comes to us, they won't give us no due process of the law. What the fuck, you know? It's coming down to, it's like what we're going to, we have one story here. You know, we were talking the other day. I think I have this story here. Record number of reports. I got the wrong pile. Here it is. Sorry about that. Let me see here. Americans shocked by impact of new tax law as IRS reports that total returns are down 16%. Now, I talked to you guys about this, I think last week when, Billy, my son, had done his taxes, and they had taken less out of his check. But in the overall equation with the deductions that they removed, he got less back on the same amount of money. And this is what, this is the shit that's coming out. This is the shit that you're not going to hear on goddamn the mainstream media. And anybody who's got, they have to shut the truth down. The truth is killing them. It's killing them right now. No matter what they try to tell you, when you're pointing out the fact that, that Trump, he's like the shit we played, talking about the death penalty for anti-Semites and, his campaign promises, the big list of campaign promises. See, election's coming up. And this guy, and they're trying to pass a law in Oregon right now. I was reading it earlier. I don't have the article, but to drop the voting age to 16. I think we're having more of an effect than we can believe. I believe a lot of people are just fucking unregistering to vote. They're understanding what the deal is. You're just voting. You're voting your strawman corporation that has stolen your fucking heritage is all you're doing. You're acquiescing. You are giving your stamp of okay to that 14th Amendment subject bullshit. You're agreeing to be a subject. And I think that they're desperate for voters. That's why, they're trying to get the green, anything to get some more goddamn voters in here because goddamn, the American Nationals have figured this shit out and they're just not going to play along. Especially when every other day you got a goddamn another article coming out where they're going to take, you can only have a BB gun with two BBs in it, it's getting pretty hard to ignore, I guess is the point I'm trying to make here. Anyway,
we can shoot our BB guns and all the fags that Trump's going to, legalize homosexuality or illegalize it for the country, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly correct. It's gotten to the point. I mean, you talk to anybody. I mean, I don't know how it is where you guys are. There may be goddamn commie freaks that don't know up from down. But the average person with the goddamn head on their shoulders I talk to, man, they're shaking their heads. They're going, fuck, man, this is bad. This is fucking bad. We're going to have to fight these guys. Oh, I've been telling you.
Which reminds me, I turned on Cornkey this morning, Micro Effect. And anyway, I can only handle it. I've turned it on for about 5 minutes, and he was talking about the HPD, the four cops that were shot and the two people that were murdered. And anyway, he talks a good line, but then, I've heard you say that he's got to vote, it's like, I don't know, just whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know if you ever listened to Phyllis when she was on there on the Micro Effect. It's been about maybe a year since she's been on there. But, I mean, they were the same way. And she called in to that show yesterday, and she said, well, I don't know about it's voting anymore. And then Cornkey started in about, the locals, vote local. But, God damn it, people, when you think, we're local, we'll get a local constable, that's a win. No, this is about all of us. This is about the United States, every goddamn one of us, every American national one of us. And when you can say, I'm just going to do it so I can get this local guy in, when you register to vote. When you fucking sign that registration, that's for the fucking whole Marianne. That's for the whole federal corporation that you're giving the okay to. And for your own little fucking deal that you're going to do here. And I got the feeling that Phyllis went kind of by it. And believe it or not, what you were just talking about, I was listening this morning too. And I'll tell you what, fucking Joe McNeil turned around and he came back at him and said, it don't matter about uniforms. I don't want to hear about it. He said, people have got to understand that, it was surprising that there's no militia out there going to come and help you. He said, people have got to stand up and they're going to fucking fight this shit. And it really amazed me to hear that come out of Joe's mouth in direct contradiction to right out. If you'd kept listening, you would have heard it.
Yeah, I believe you, Henry. I just can only stomach so much. I get physically start to feel nauseous when I listen because it's such a show, and I knew that a long time ago. But anyway, just he'll quarantine goes back and forth, and it's just.
Well, I think that McNeil's beginning to realize that too. He's beginning to see that. Goddamn, this is like wiping your ass on a hula hoop. Nothing, it just keeps getting dirtier. Nothing's happening. And but to hear him come out and say that, he goes, "There's the he talked about Eric Gardner." Being strangled to death on the streets of New York for selling a cigarette. He said he said people are just trying to make it. And he said, and they killed him right there for that. And no frickin' consequences. What's it matter about uniforms? He said, this is about survival. And I think that McNeil's starting to see the light a little bit, because he's seeing that this whole fucking thing is just a fucking, you know, a lot of talk and not a lot of walking.
Exactly.
Anyway,
that one article you were talking about, Henry, about the taxes. I submitted, I think, that same article a couple of days ago.
Uh-huh.
This one guy for the last 6 years has been getting $12,000 a year back, which is bullshit anyway, because all they do is give you back your own money.
Yep.
But so they made a new tax law. And so this year, for the first time in 10 years, he's been getting $12,000. This time he only got $512. Everything was exactly the same, but the IRS is now keeping everything.
The whole thing, just like everything else, we told you it was a scam. So now who really got that $3.2 trillion, and where did it come from? The people he told you're going to get $1,000 extra, and now they're finding they got $2,000 or $3,000 less. Isn't that another lie? That's another reason they want this broadcast shut down. That's another reason they want that website shut down, because you get goddamn, and it ain't just me. You know, that's that thing. People for so many years, you know, we're out there in the political correctness on coming at you. Everybody and you, everybody's fucking spying on everybody, looking to rat on somebody to get themselves out of trouble. And then along comes a bunch of people just telling the hardcore fucking truth and not backing up on it. And so, you know, it's like that. I mean, that was a mainstream article. I haven't heard it on the goddamn mainstream news that people, you know. It seems like those Democrats would be all over that, wouldn't they? Don't it seem like it would be? Of course not. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and take our bottom of the hour break, and that article that Katie was talking about, the fatal Houston PD drug raid, apparently predictated on drugs a cop had stashed in his car, and we're going to, God, what does it come to? No, the uniform really don't fucking matter. That's what the whole point is. It's them against us, and we know who they are, and they know who we are. We'll be right back.
Some stuff they said were cool, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the check that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Turning further from my home.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Not just yet. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and of course that was Kid Rock with Born Free. How delusional of Kid Rock. There was none of us born free. We were born into fucking servitude. And that's a sick part of it. The sickest part of it. You know what? I've lived free, though, because of where I grew up, man. I'll tell you what, it was fucking free out here. I know what freedom feels like, and this ain't it, people. Fatal Houston PD drug raid apparently predicated on drugs a cop had stashed in his car. Well, what's new about that? You know, the thing is, this is those people, they walked in, you know, what's the words coming out is that they were at the wrong address. This is just some guy. He was a fucking Navy vet, and he was disabled, and his wife was, I think she was fighting cancer, had cancer and stuff. They just walked in and fucking gunned him down. They just shot through the fucking walls, is what people that are calling out of Texas are saying, what I heard this morning. Anyway, this is from Tech Dirt. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Hope you're having a good day, Stephen. And let's see what we got here. The ugly Houston PD drug raid that resulted in four injured officers and two dead, quote, suspects just keeps getting uglier. Officers swore a confidential informant purchased heroin from 59-year-old Dennis Tuttle in the house he shared with his wife of 21 years, Rogina Nichols. They swore the CI told them the house was filled with heroin packaged for purchase. On the strength of this confidential informant, confiscation law, you know, the red flag confiscation law, the open confiscation law. And what informant? Somebody going to have to step up and say who said this? Officers obtained a no-knock warrant and raided Tuttle's house. The officers claimed Tuttle opened fire on them and that his wife tried to grab a shotgun from a downed officer. Oh, poo, yeah. This was the supposed reason for SWAT team killing Tuttle and Nichols. This was the narrative everyone was given. Not a single officer was wearing a body cam, despite the department's possessing dozens of them. The only footage that survived, captured by a neighbor's security camera, was confiscated by the Houston PD. And they let this guy bleed out. From what I heard this morning from somebody that was on the intel this morning, that this guy was yelling out. They just let him lay there and bleed out for like two fucking hours till he died. Even if the victim the vacuum of information, the PD's narrative quickly fell apart. No large amounts of heroin were found during the raid, just personal use quantities of heroin and marijuana. The inventory also, but see, that this is what we get, personal use quantities of heroin and marijuana. Now, from what that was being said this morning, the lady was battling cancer and she was using marijuana to do it. The inventory also included a few guns, which the PD has tested as inherent evidence of criminal, despite the fact both Tuttle and his wife could legally own the weapons found in the house. The only criminal history either of them had was an old misdemeanor charge for a bad check. Now that the PD's investigation into the raid is underway, it's becoming clear the official narrative, a daring no-knock raid that took out dangerous heroin dealers, isn't going to survive. The new narrative already includes multiple lies by police officers and a lot of supporting evidence. First off, the raid inventory does not include the weapon officers claim Tuttle fired at them. The other four items in the inventory are guns, a 20-gauge Beretta ALS shotgun, a 12-gauge Remington 1100 shotgun, a Remington 700 bolt-action rifle, and a 22 caliber Winchester 190 semi-automatic rifle. The list does not include a 357 Magnum revolver that police say Tuttle fired at the officers who broke into his home, shot his dog, and killed his wife. I bet you one of them cops was packing a 357. What do you want to bet? It was, they just started shooting through the walls like a bunch of fucking maniacs they are, like the goddamn Blackwater murderers they are, and they were shooting each other while they killed those two people. It also doesn't include the money that CI paid for the heroin or the weapons he claimed Tuttle was carrying. Nor does it mention the 9mm semi-automatic handgun that the CI supposedly saw in the house the day before, which apparently disappeared along with the heroin and the money. The PD also claimed the investigation was initiated by an anonymous call claiming the couple were selling drugs from their house. Now, they said they had an informant there. Which was it there? It went in and bought. Since that initial press salvo by Chief Art Acevedo, and remember, he came on here and he called those filthy scum, those people he murdered, he called them filthy scum. He's the one that said, everybody that's against the cops, we're going to put the fear of God in you because we're Blackwater. We're Blackwater USA, and we're here to subjugate your asses. Well, it ain't working out so well. Information has come out in indicating the tip was neither anonymous nor did it reference drug dealing. A 9/11 call from the mother of now deceased suspect Regina Nichols put 7815 Harding at Harding Street on police radar. Sources close to the investigation say her mother called reporting the 58-year-old was doing drugs inside her own home. It's probably the lady, you know, using the marijuana to fight the cancer. It only gets worse. According to statements from officers now under investigation, it appears that the Houston PD raided a house, shot a dog, and killed two people over drugs a police officer had stashed in his vehicle. The original warrant, the one used to justify the raid, Officer Gerald Goings wrote that he watched the buy and along with Bryant identified the substance as heroin. But when investigators went back to talk to Officer Stephen Bryant, he admitted that he'd actually just received two bags of heroin from the center console of Goings' car at the instruction of another officer. Though he then took the two bags of drugs for testing to determine that they were heroin, he eventually admitted that he had never seen narcotics in question before retrieving them from the car. That the investigator noted contradicts the search warrant affidavit filed before the raid, which indicates that Bryant recognized the substance purchased by the CI as heroin. This is absolutely terrifying. Investigators can't seem to locate the informant. Both officers claimed was a reliable source of intel. See, this is how they're planning to break loose in this country with that fucking red flag open confiscation fucking bullshit. A tip. Who was it? Well, we can't even figure out who the tip was from. They came in and killed a bunch of people. Go ahead, Mike.
What's the deal where it says in the Constitution about facing our accuser, and if the CI, which is nothing more than a number on a police file that they present in court, the so-called stool pigeon never ever appears in court, who the hell's to say the person ever even existed? There are thousands and thousands of people in prison today on the word of a stool pigeon that never even appeared in court. Who's to say these damn people ever even existed? Whatever happened to facing, because the stool pigeon says this or that, that's if they ever existed, okay? And then when you go into court, you're facing the city, county, state, or the feds, but where's your original accuser? If this person doesn't exist, how the hell can you have a case when you're facing the state or the feds, and where's the stitch? Because if your counsel cannot cross-examine them, who's to say it's even a legitimate case?
Mike,
I don't know nothing about constitutional law like you do, but I'm just saying, Henry, goddamn.
Well, after 1868, you no longer had those rights according to the corporation that formed itself and declared itself the owner of all the property of the United States, including the people. The Bill of Rights is ratified law. And as far as what you're talking about, they just make it up as they go along. There is no limit to what they can do. I mean,
so the whole bullshit is 1868, you got the 14th Amendment. The blacks were never freed.
We were all just enslaved.
Enslaved.
Yes, exactly.
Slaves, Americans, whites, everyone became enslaved under this new system, and the blacks thought they were freed. They weren't. They still remain enslaved, and everybody along with them.
Absolutely correct. Nailed it right on the head. It sees you got the corporate aristocracy that illegally put that 14th Amendment in there in direct violation of ratified law, the 9th article of our Bill of Rights. You see, this is why they say they can't be prosecuted. It's like Hillary Clinton. You can name, goddamn, the hanging crimes. The crimes that get you the fucking death penalty. Oh, but one of her own would have to prosecute her, and that just ain't going to happen because they're all a part of the same criminal cabal. Like Eric Holder, and can tell Congress to fuck off. You're not getting it. I'm not giving you the records. Dick Cheney said it in those words. Fuck you. When a Senate committee wanted the records from Halliburton about that $2 trillion missing dollars. Fuck you. This is where we are at. There is no law. These son of a bitches can come in your house, they think, and just fucking gun you down for the fucking sport of it. Just like they sit over there in Palestine and shoot little children. Because that's who's doing the training over here. That's who runs this fucking joint. That's who has controlling interest in that corporate aristocracy, that goddamn United States corporation. And it's time that, we've talked about it many times. You got two fucking choices here. Be subjugated and fucking and eventually, because you're worthless. They don't want American nationals alive because on paper, what is the founding documents of this country? We're the fucking authority, and we can have them all hung and take everything they've stolen from us back lawfully and be absolutely in the right in doing so. They come crashing in your fucking door without authority. You shoot their fucking asses. That's your right. That's what you're supposed to do. But this, I don't even think these guys fired a fucking shot. I think the 357 round that hit the people was being shot by another fucking cop. That's what has come to this country. This god, it's fucked. Well, we then took two bags testing. Okay, we did that. Okay, this is absolutely terrifying. Investigators can't seem to locate the informant. Both officers claimed was a reliable source of intel, which suggests this person relied on in other Houston PD investigation doesn't even exist. None of the CIs interviewed by Houston investigators said they'd made the purchase detailed in the warrant affidavit. So of course these guys are going to fucking jail, right? And I mean the whole fucking lot of them, they're in jail, right? No, they're being investigated by the corporation they work for. See, they get investigated by the Blackwater Corporation they work for.
Some kind of surprise?
No surprise over here.
Some kind of a surprise?
No surprise at all. This is exactly what's to be expected in the land of the free and the home of the brave people. I wanted to bring that up because Charlie, you brought up a good point yesterday when we were talking about Rand Paul, and I was talking about up there in Alaska. Now listen to what I was saying and hear it this way. Now, up in Alaska, supposedly the people get together, because the people are the controllers. We're the ones with the authority. It's our country. They work for us. And the people get together and they choose their delegates by going to these little convention things and they vote and they vote people that's going to represent them. And they had the Rand Paul delegates were elected, okay, by the people. That's the people's authority. So what happens? The private corporation, that is the Republican Party. The Republican Party, the higher-ups just said, no, we're removing those and replacing them with Romney fucking delegates, you see? That's how much fucking say you have in this country, and that's what your fucking vote is worth. That is why.
You mean Ron Paul, not Rand Paul.
I mean anyway. Ron Paul. Yeah. Ron Paul. His delegates in Alaska. I mean, there were people getting beat up and everything. My son was a backup delegate. I mean, he believed in that shit, man. It was a chance. He believed that it could happen, you know. He donated money and he went and he was a backup delegate. And then you go to see what happened in Alaska. The delegates were Ron Paul's delegates. And what happened on the convention floor? They changed the fucking rules so that make sure that he couldn't even, you know, be a part of the process. And you're still going to go out and fucking vote? Really? The corporation dictates. It's like when look at it like this. The people up there in Canada, they were getting rid of their fucking prime minister. They voted and said he had to go. The Queen of England took a trip over to Canada and said no. And what was the answer? No. That means that the people don't have a goddamn thing to say about it. We're all subjects. Remember that. A subject has nothing. The subjects said that they wanted the Ron Paul delegates. They had their delegates. They were going to vote for Ron Paul. So the Republican Party higher uppers just stepped in and removed those fucking delegates and replaced them with Romney delegates of their choosing. Now, is that, are the people in control, or is this international corporate mafia in control?
What they do is, like, I was a delegate and they stationed a cop right behind me, exactly. And I said, "You're going to follow the law, right?" And he says, "I'm going to do what that man right up there tells me." And he's pointing to the chairman, you know.
Uh-huh.
So if you ain't got the chairman, you're just wasting your time.
That's it. That's why, you know, the only thing we could do across this country to even, you know, to say, hey, fuck you, we're not going along with this, is unregister to vote. If you unregister to vote, I mean, everybody admits it means nothing. The vote, they're going to do what they're going to do. They proved it in Alaska. They've proved it to you 100 times over. So why not? At least it would show a united force across the country if all the people that fucking know what's going on and know that they're not and are not going to be subjects and are not going to be those straw man corporations that vote in the corporate aristocracy and okay the fucking tyranny for the rest of us. Why wouldn't you? You think some local election for fucking a constable who is actually filling a place as a goddamn, he would be a corporate constable because he's operating under the admiralty jurisdiction because the common law jurisdiction's been removed? You think that's worth selling out the rest of the fucking country? Because I don't.
It's the red flag laws that are happening right in the states.
You goddamn
at
right.
The local level.
Exactly. And that's where this is going to have to be fought. But, I mean, as far as, you know, something that would unite the people a little bit, and you're going to be against it, oh, because I got a little plan that I'm going to get some constable elected here in my own little fucking area here, and it's going to mean something. That constable is a goddamn corporate entity the day he takes the fucking vow. He ain't a real constable. He isn't sworn into the common law. All you're doing is perpetuating it. You don't want the people who they I'm told you I read it to you yesterday, like that big farm bailouts and all this fucking money that these son of a bitches get that are in industry. If you're not a part of industry, if you're part of industry, boy, you don't want to see the fucking Manny Cow go. You don't want to see it be able to take Henry's fucking money and give it to a guy who's a fucking multimillionaire because his fucking crops didn't pay off as much as they should have this year. That wouldn't be right. That would be fucking a violation of the Bill of Rights. But this is what the stick in the mud is, people. That's what's holding things up. That's what's fucking things up. Is just the fact that the people, if everybody who knows what's going on, and there can't be nobody who doesn't know what's going on, you're not industry. If these people are for industry, they're not going to go along with you. They're not going to unregister to vote. They're not going to stand at your side. They just want the power for themselves back so that they can get the goodies and you pay them so that you can be their subjects. And it's just like at the beginning of the so-called revolution after the uprising when the delegates went to their state delegations. They stood up there and they were going to be, you were just going to be their subjects and fight for them. And the people said, fuck you. We started, why did we start shooting? Because of our rights. And every fucking colony said, no, it's going to be a Bill of Rights, a Bill of Rights, a Bill of Rights. And it has been since they had was forced on them by the fucking mass majority of people that would have just went and killed them at the time. They couldn't get the Constitution passed unless they made the promise that they and put it in writing that there would be a Bill of Rights. That's the only way they got the Constitution passed. And when that, they hated the thought of a Bill of Rights. And they have worked ever since to remove that son of a bitch. And we're at the point now, look what I'm just reading you here, where you have no goddamn rights. You can't even feel safe in your own home. And that's a biggie, people. You think about these red flag fucking laws and open confiscation. That's all it is. It's open confiscation. We got a tip. Yeah, right. You got a tip. But you think about it. You're sitting there in your fucking house and you're sitting there and you got a gun that your grandfather gave you. A gun that your grandfather gave you that holds more than fucking 10 rounds of ammunition. And it's sitting there in the corner and you're in your own fucking house with the gun your grandfather and they can. And any second, you can't feel safe, you can't feel secure, you better be ready to use that son of a bitch. Because what they're declaring is we're the corporate aristocracy and we're saying that we're going to decide who can have a gun and who can't have a gun. And the only people that's going to have a gun are the communists. And the communists are going to be the ones kicking your fucking door in. So, you know, again,
Henry,
yeah.
Mark said the other day, I was listening, about all across the country, there's quite a number of mom-and-pop FFL dealers that they passed some kind of law through, I guess, the ATF and the Treasury that they cannot buy any more weapons, they can't sell any weapons, they have to hold their weapons in for 1 year and do nothing with them. They're not allowed to conduct business, in other words, for 1 year. Mark's theory was, and I kind of wonder about that, is that if all these people cannot sell their weapons, then maybe the time is getting that close to the big grab.
Oh yes, it's on us. It's upon us. These things are in place. And you know, you were looking like the so-called constitutional sheriffs. We're not going to enforce that. No, you're not. Blackwater USA is going to fucking enforce it. That son of a bitch who said he was going to put the fear of God in you, that's who's going to come crashing through your door, and you got to let him have it. You got to fight like a fucking demon. Every goddamn one of us does at every instance. Because at least, like I said, I was blown away by McNeil today. Say there is no militia going to come and do anything about anything. It's on you. And it's on each and every one of us. You come here, you fucking come for my gun, you're going to get the fucking bullets. I'll fight you to the death. I get past you, and I'm going to keep on going after your fucking rest of your fucking treasonous asses. I will not stop. And if that's everybody's attitude, we win.
Exactly. And, Henry, we can, you know, people can move to California and hire on as a gun confiscator and earn like 50 to 60 grand a year.
Oh, yeah.
If they survive.
If they survive. Well, like I said, that check's going to, you know, if people fight, if people stand up and fight, that check ain't going to be worth it. You're fighting for your fucking home. You're fighting for your goddamn life is what you're fighting for. And the lives of your family. They're fighting for fucking money. And no mercenary army has never beat a fucking people that have outnumbered them and are fighting for their homes and hearths. Anyways, we are at the top of the hour, people. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, hey, man, you know, we talk about getting our heads right, you know. And, I mean, it's a hell of a way that we're going to be living here for a while. Because right now, if you're in one of these red flag areas, any second, boom, your door, you don't even know what an anonymous tip. Somebody didn't like you. So there's an anonymous tip. So they're busting in your fucking door to come and take your fucking guns. Well, they're going to kill you is what they're going to do. And then take your fucking guns. Just like this couple here. I don't think these people fucking got a shot off. I think they just assassinated them. And the cops that got shot by other cops because there's such a fucking hurry to murder people that they kill each other. They do it all the time. That being said, I don't know what to tell you. And that is The Word from the Trenches.